O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. A reading from Psalm 36, verses 1 to 4. There is a voice of rebellion deep in the heart of the wicked. There is no fear of God before his eyes. He flatters himself with his own eyes, that his hateful sin will not be found out. The words of his mouth are wicked and deceitful. He has left off acting wisely and doing good. He thinks up wickedness upon his bed and has set himself in no good way. He does not abhor that which is evil. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. A reading from Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. So was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." But Simon said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And when they came and filled the boats, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. American Quaker and spiritual writer Richard Forster has said, "We have real difficulty here because everyone thinks of changing the world, but where, oh where, are those who think of changing themselves? People may genuinely want to be good, but seldom are they prepared to do what it takes to produce the inward life of goodness that can form the soul. Personal formation into the likeness of Christ is arduous and lifelong." Let us pray. As we enter now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. Speak, Lord, your servants are listening. May we know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's protection, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 16. "Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to the Lord, 'You are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you.'" Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. If Jesus was to call us to come to him right now and ask, "What do you want me to do for you?" what would our answers be? Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. I ask you to comfort those who are mourning, to hold their broken hearts, to heal those who are sick, and for those who feel imprisoned by their pain. Jesus, we ask you to unlock the doors and set them free. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, you know our needs today. You know the things that we don't ask for, maybe because they feel too small, too insignificant. We yield once again to your loving kindness. Today we stand on your promise from Psalm 34:17, that when we cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers us out of all our troubles. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone that we connect with. Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, by your Son, Jesus Christ, you call us forth from sin and into the baptism of new life. Help us work out our salvation with the fear and trembling necessary for any genuine discipleship. Forgive us when we imagine that you are done with your recreative work in us. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.